Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Captain Mike Gallo joins us now, and Mike, boy, I got a lot of questions people want me to ask you. First of all, what's your go-to pair of sunglasses?
I have been using fly and fishing sunglasses for over 20 years.
And what is it you like about them?
They have unbreakable lenses, scratch-resistant lenses. They're polarized. They're just good glasses. They work for me. Usually if I have a problem with them, it's because I stepped on them or sat on them or done something. But they just work for me. They've been working for me for years.
Are they seaworthy? Do they float if you drop them in the water? That's important on sunglasses if you don't have a lens.
I wear the little retainer around my neck, and it has a float on it. So yeah. If I were to lose them, they would float. That's true. Yep.
Very good. I also had a question from Big Man Bass, and he wanted to know if you ever troll the bridges there in the lake, and if you do, what baits do you use?
I have never personally trolled the bridges myself. Obviously, I've seen a lot of trollers. Gus over at Gus's Tackle makes trolling rigs completely set up for trolling. A lot of people use the Miralure MR52. Mm-hmm. And they put an 18-inch trailer with a B2 squid and a treble hook. Various colors squid.
Yeah, and I believe that rig that Gus sells, if he still does, is lead core line. And it's important because it's heavy and it sits down and gets your bait down to the bottom. And then when you pull it at a certain speed, your lure will actually float up about a foot or two off the bottom through those grass beds. And that's, to me, the perfect setup. I've done it. It's a little bit on the boring side until you hook up, but it's an effective way. But it's also a way where you can get another fisherman's way if it's a crowded day out there.
You're correct. It is very productive. You can cover a lot of water. And obviously when those guys find a school, they go back and forth over and over and over that school.
Yeah.
So sometimes they're catching better than we are by jigging, and other times we're catching better than they are. So it's fishing. It changes day to day.
Got it. Mike, I was really glad to see that picture of the triple tail you sent me. Who was that young man that landed that? Nice-looking fish.
I fished Thursday. And we went into the marsh, and we caught some redfish with those young men. His name was Thomas, and he's from Metairie area. Him and his father and his friend came fishing. We caught some redfish. And then on the way home, those kids were half asleep, and I saw some crab traps, and I was running them. And sure enough, I went past the triple tail, slowed down, turned around. Everybody's looking at me like, what's going on? I said, who wants to catch a triple tail? I do. And then what's a triple tail?
Yeah.
So they don't know what it is, but they know they want to catch it. So we baited up with some shrimp, and he bit, and we were successful in landing him. And he was legal. So it all worked out for us.
Yep. And a lot of people are probably not familiar with the regulations. We do have them now. We never had any on triple tail before, but there's an 18-inch minimum size, which that one looked, I could tell he was a little bit over the 18. And it's a 5-per-person limit, which is rare to get, 3 or 4 people all to catch 5 triple tails. So it's a very generous limit. It's a great fish to eat, and I'm glad they're starting to show up for you.
Yeah, I'm always on the lookout for them. I'll be looking out for them today on my way back. And if we see one, hopefully we can catch them.
You going red fishing in the marsh or trout fishing in the lakes?
I'm going trout fishing on the outskirts of the Biloxi Marsh. We're going to be throwing popping corks, the Four Horsemen style corks with the artificial shrimp. And looking forward to a good day. I got four boats going out. We got a bunch of Sanders and Farms, chicken farmers. So hopefully we have a good trip and those guys are happy and keep us in fresh chicken.
Yeah, well, that'll be something good for the LSU game tonight. You know, they're playing some chickens or some chanticleer or some kind of roosters or something. Anyway, Mike, as far as, what you guys are going to be throwing out there, is live shrimp going to be part of your arsenal you're taking out there?
One of the captains wanted to have some live shrimp. The other three, of course, pointed our fingers at him and told him he was not a superior fisherman, but we decided to go with plastics. Now, that doesn't mean I won't circle close to him and get in his chum line. I may do that.
Yeah. You mentioned the type of cork that you use. Most people think a cork is a cork is a cork. They're really not. There are differences. Why do you prefer that type of cork?
That Four Horsemen cork is very durable, and it doesn't take a lot of motion to make a good sound. And it's the right sound where a fish thinks it's another fish feeding on the surface, so he comes to see what the commotion's about. He sees your shrimp, and obviously he probably thinks, if I don't eat it, whatever just made that noise is going to be back for it. I better bite. So they just work. They're very durable, and they're nice and loud. The fish seem to like them.
Well, it was designed by a good fisherman, the guy who designed them, Aaron. You know, he does a good job with them. Four-horse corks, there you go. Mike, anything else before you go?
I did want to say, you were talking about CETO lending the flotation devices.
Right.
And the way the law is written for children, it has to be a fitting flotation device. And a lot of adults will put a child in an adult life preserver, and if he should fall in the water, slip right through it, and obviously that could cause problems. So when you get your flotation devices, make sure they're form-fitting and nice and snug. Once you get where you're going, you can take them off. But very simple to make sure they're form-fitting and nice and snug. They have adjustment straps. Make sure you do that. We don't want an accident. That's avoidable.
Yeah, I've seen at the station they've got various sizes to fit, and it's very important you get the correct size, especially for those kids. Mike, you're on my website. If people want to get a connection to you, give them your site and phone number if they're interested in a good summertime or even booking for the fall season now.
Very simple. You can find me at aaofla.com, on social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or call on the telephone. 985-781-7811.
Very good. Have a great day today, Mike, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.